Welcome to this month's Pulse. I'm Elizabeth Tracy.
And I'm Redonda Miller, the president of the Johns Hopkins Hospital.
Redonda, we're going to talk about heart-related stuff this month, and I'm going to let you go ahead and serve it up. I think we're starting with the USPSTF's Task Force on Statins.
Yes, we are. These are updated guidelines. The USPSTF, United States Preventive Services Task Force, last came out with guidelines for the treatment of dyslipidemia in 2008. So in the recent issue of JAMA, they published updated guidelines.
So help me out. Tell me what's important about them.
These guidelines address primary prevention, and they try to distill it down for the primary care physician or the primary care provider. When do you recommend statin therapy based upon all of the new literature since 2008? And basically, if I could just summarize it, there are three criteria to meet. And if you meet all three criteria, you prescribe low to moderate dose statin therapy. Those are age 40 to 75 years, two, having one or more cardiovascular risk factors, and three, having a calculated 10-year risk of a cardiovascular event of 7.5% to 10%.
Some of the criticisms I've heard of this are, my goodness, they are expanding statin use into every corner of the universe.
You know, I think that's a fair concern. As an internist, I'm always faced with the patient who has polypharmacy, and their risk of having an untoward adverse event is much higher for medication therapy because they're not studied in isolation. These are patients who have multiple comorbidities on multiple medications, and so their risk of myopathy or other unwanted event is higher.
Absolutely. How does this statin guideline and USPSTF recommendations in general fit into initiatives that Johns Hopkins is undertaking?
Well, I think this plays perfectly into the whole world of precision medicine, which is a big priority for Johns Hopkins medicine. We are trying to target the right therapy to the right patient. Instead of broad recommendations, can we really narrow down what we're doing so we're benefiting individual patients with the therapies that make sense for them?
How do you think these new recommendations are going to be received by patients?
I don't know if patients will understand the nuances or pay that close attention. They really look to their physicians to help guide them as to whether or not a medication such as a statin makes sense or not. I think they are pretty savvy, though, that realizing they must treat their cholesterol. But the nuances of when to start treatment and what dose, they'll probably leave to their physician.
This segues us very nicely, of course, into something that was published in the journal Circulation this past month.
Well, you know, in speaking of these guidelines, we have guidelines for cholesterol management, guidelines for aspirin therapy, but what we really need as internists is a tool to help us distill all of this information. And so the American Heart Association and American College of Cardiology just released a new cardiovascular disease risk assessment tool. Now, this tool is a product of the Million Hearts Initiative. To refresh everyone's memory, the Million Hearts Initiative has a goal of preventing 1 million heart attacks and strokes by the year 2017. So right around the corner, it's not too far away. And they have a risk reduction model that was developed by the Million Hearts Initiative together with CMS, looking for a strategy to assess a value-based payment approach to reducing 10-year predicted risk of heart disease. In partnership with the American Heart Association, American College of Cardiology, we now have a tool that will allow clinicians to manage the ABCs of risk reduction.
What's noteworthy about this tool? We've had an awful lot of tools out there in the past.
What's nice about this tool is, first of all, it builds upon the ABCs: A, aspirin therapy; B, blood pressure control; C, cholesterol management and tobacco cessation. So there's your C's. But it starts with a baseline entry of data about an individual patient. What are the variables that are most important? Variables such as gender, age, race, cholesterol parameters. Are you already on a statin? What's the systolic blood pressure? Are you on blood pressure meds? Do you have diabetes? Do you smoke? And do you take aspirin? And then the tool will spit out a 10-year risk for this particular patient. That's not that novel. But what is really nice is you can take this information and the risk for your patient, start therapy, and then go back a year later, plug in the parameters, and the tool will allow you to see the risk reduction that you have accomplished.
That's some pretty powerful stuff. Does it do it for each individual risk factor?
Yes, it does. It actually provides a column where you can see with each therapy that you have prescribed for the individual variables, the ABCs, what the outcome was, what the risk reduction was for your patient.
Seems like that would be something that patients would find really persuasive.
Oh, I think they will. I think that it's always nice to have follow-up, that the changes you're making in your medical regimen is having the effect you want. So closing that loop is good.
This seems to fit also into the Hopkins InHealth initiative.
Oh, it does. Once again, the push toward individualizing therapy is the right one. Now, I will say there are a couple of things about the model that, as an internist, I would love to see. My first question is whether or not decision support is embedded in the tool. So for instance, as an internist or any other primary care provider for that matter, you are trying to remember all of the different guidelines, such as the statin guidelines we just discussed. How great would it be if the tool embedded that information and told you right there when you're in it, here is what is recommended for this patient? That would be great. And then of course, in the world of a busy clinician, we're always looking for ease of use. So I want the app that's available right on my iPhone or my mobile device or on my workstation. Ease of accessibility.
Excellent points. Anything else about this you'd like to add?
No, I'm looking forward to using it. I think it's really a step in the right direction.
Great. That's this month's Pulse. Thank you so much.
Thank you.